Amen. Would you just remain standing if you have your Bibles? Turn with me to Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the 32nd verse. Also going to be reading a lot from Judges, the 4th chapter. Title of my lesson tonight is Faith to Worship. How many know sometimes it takes faith to worship? Because sometimes you don't feel like it. Sometimes you don't feel like praising. Sometimes you're going through some things and it don't feel like you ought to be praising or worshiping. But there is a faith that you can worship. Hebrews 11 chapter and the 32nd verse says this: "And what more shall I say, for the time when fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak?" I want to stop right there. My lesson tonight is on the life of Barak. Would you bow your head with me? Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that's here tonight. God, I pray that you would move and touch us. God, that you would minister in this place. Lord, let praise and worship flow for us, from us continually. God, never allow us to lose our worship. Never allow us to lose our praise. And God, we give you honor and glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Turn around and tell your neighbor, don't lose your praise. The story of Barak in Judges, the 4th chapter. The children of Israel, the Bible says, was sold to the Canaanites. But some things had to happen. And one of these things was King Ehud had died. And the name Ehud means, I will give thanks, I will praise. This is going to get good. Turn around and tell your neighbor, it's going to get good. Ehud was dead. Another word, praise was dead. Let me tell you something, when praise dies and worship dies, we're in trouble. I didn't get enough amens on that. When praise dies and worship dies, we are in trouble. And so we understand that when we understand that the devil wants to kill your praise. The enemy wants to take your praise and your worship from you. What would cause us to not praise God? What would cause us to lose, or the praise or worship in us die? I'm glad you asked. First of all, it is arrogance to think that we have arrived to this place on our own. Amen. And that we get all the glory. I want you to know, you could never be here without God. Amen. You could never have what you have without God. Can anybody hear me what I'm saying? Everything you have, everything you are, is because of God. Sometimes we forget where God brought us from. Anybody remember where God brought you from? Amen. Then you ought to be praising tonight. You ought to be worshiping tonight. Old song that they used to sing, it says, roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Remind me, dear Lord, where you brought me from and where I could have been. Somebody say amen. I am glad to realize that I'm not here on my own. But what happens is we become religious arrogance. Oh, that's good stuff right there. We're that, we don't need to give God glory anymore. We don't need to give God praise anymore. We have arrived. Someone told me one time, said, you Church of God people, you're too emotional. One of these days you're going to grow up and you'll realize you don't have to be like that anymore. I said, then don't never let me grow up. Because I can never forget where God brought me from. Has God saved anybody here tonight? Has God healed anybody here tonight? Has God done a miracle for anybody here tonight? I don't never want going to come to the place where I think I've matured enough where that I cannot give praise and glory to God. It is a trick of the enemy to kill your praise. What else would cause us? Well, I feel like staying right here for a while. What else would cause us to lose our praise or our praise to die in us? I don't have nothing to praise God about. Everything's going wrong. That's when you need faith to praise God through your situations. I've got to say that again. Praise God through your situations. The Bible calls it a sacrificial praise. You don't feel like it. Things aren't going good. You got a bad report from the doctor. They called and your bills aren't paid and they're pressing you to pay your bills. You may hear me what I'm saying. You've been turned down for that loan. Everything seems to be falling apart and the devil's going, why praise God now? You just need to sit down and have yourself a little pity party. Let me tell you something. If I lose everything and have Jesus Christ, I've got everything. Amen. And I've still got to praise him. I've still got to worship him. He deserves it. And let me tell you something. I don't praise him because of anything he's done. I praise him because of who he is. So everything's going wrong. And the devil says, you just need to stop praising God. Everything's going wrong. So we walk around looking like a mule looking at a new fence. We have no joy, we have no praise, and we don't realize that our praise is dying. Amen. Our worship is dying. What's another thing that would keep us? We become religious. Amen. And traditional. Amen. Well, traditionally, we don't act that way. Well, you know, you're not supposed to act like that way. You know, that's old time. Give me some old-time religion. Amen. Give me some old-time religion when they laid hands on the sick and they recovered. Give me some old-time religion when miracles were still. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I'm tired of hearing about the old time. I want to hear about what God is doing right here. Amen. To get that, we've got to break loose of all religious bondage and praise God and worship God. Evangel Church of God, if we're going to see God do miracles, we need to break out of the walls or the little square that we put God in, break out of it and begin to praise and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's all right to dance. It's all right to jump. It's all right to praise. It's all right to worship. He deserves it. Oh, I haven't got out of the first yet. You look too pretty to worship. Could get myself in trouble here. That's all right. I've done it before. Is my mascara running? Come on, somebody. Oh, Pastor, I would get up and crawl on the floor and stuff, but this is a $400 suit I got on right here. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I look too good. Oh, my. Can I give you one of my testimonies? Going to anyways. Before me and Sister Rita got married, we had dated on and off. And if I would admit it today, she's always been my love. But I was, you know, my mom told me about this young lady and wanted me to go to church and meet her. And I went there, and our Sunday school teacher, we sat on it, was her niece. And so I go there, man, I'm dressed to kill. I had a leather jacket on. You remember the leather blazers? And the silk shirt with the collar this big? Button all the way down here. And I had a necklace with an eagle on it. Had it all the way down here, showing off 5 hairs on my chest. Some of you men know what I'm talking about. Had my bell bottoms on. platforms. I had enough English leather on. You could smell me before I got there. Everybody remember English leather? That was the cologne in the 70s. Hair parted down the middle and feathered back. Come down here about real curly. When you walked, your hair went. Because you walk like this. Went to church that night, and there was a lady ministry, and people were afraid of her. They said fire come out of her eyes. But I didn't go there to see Sister Campbell. Came in, I was looking good. Standing there, my mom was here, I was here, the girl was here, Sunday school teacher was there. I'm like, man, she is lucky. Right in the middle of the service, a young man gets up and walks up to the pastor, to the minister, whispers in her ear. She goes to the mic and she said, young man, obey the Lord. She said, God just told this young man to get on his knees and crawl across the church. And praise God. I said, thank God it was him and not me. I'm looking too good for this. Don't ever say, thank God, not me. I no longer, you see, my shirt was, it had purple and green. You remember those? Oh, I was styling. Just as I said that, the evangelist said, young man right here, back with the blonde hair. And the purple and green shirt, God said you too. I grabbed the pew in front of me. And knuckles turning white, holding on. And you know when it happens, everybody does this. No, 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 you. Young man, you. I knew right then she was not going to let this go. And everybody was turning around to me, and my mom was over here bruising my ribs. You better obey God. You better obey God. And I knew if we was going to get through this service any, I had to get out. And I got out and walked up front. I knelt down, but I would not crawl. I had too much arrogance and too much pride. I cried. Came and laid her hands on my chest, told me my life. Things nobody knew but me and God, but I couldn't crawl. She said this, when you ever get out of the way, God will use you. Amen. About a year later, I was engaged to this beautiful lady sitting on the front row. There you go. We were in church service. Evangelist was preaching. Got done preaching, said, if you've never fell out in the spirit, come up here for prayer. I said, read it. Did you ever fell out in the spirit? She said, no. I said, you need to go up there. She said, no. God was working on her too. And I'm like, I cannot believe you've got that much pride in there, because you would not go up there. Sometimes you just need to shut up. I needed to learn to shut up. Because as soon as I said that, young man, right here, you come here, come here, come here. I walked up and stood there. Evangelist laid her hand on my chest and said the exact same thing that was said to me a year later. The evangelist said, I don't know why, but God is saying just to go to that wall and then go to that wall. That's easy. I took one step and God said, get on your knees, put your nose on the ground, and crawl and tell me you love me. I fell on my knees and began to crawl and tell God I love him. You know what happened? That was the night. That was the turning point where God took my ministry and took it to another level. That's when I went from called to being called. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? That's when I talked from being called to be a minister, then to being a minister. That's when God began. And I'll never forget, I was crawling. I began to lose time and space. I didn't know what was going on. I could hardly speak English for tongues and the Holy Spirit rolling out of me. I hit this wall. When I came back this way, when I passed, Sister Rita was going down. God, you know why? We got out of the way. It no longer was about us. We lost our arrogance and our pride, and we found our praise. And let me tell you something, from that moment then till now, I refuse to let the praise die in my life. I refuse to let the worship, devil, throw whatever you can. When they told me my wife had cancer, I would not give up my praise and my worship. When they told me that my daughter had lost a baby, I walked out into the parking lot and said, I cut my arm. My wife's got cancer. I just lost a grandchild. But devil, you're a liar. I will still praise my God. Amen. I will not let my praise die. I will praise him. Hallelujah. I wish somebody would tell the devil tonight, you can't kill my praise. I'll praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Those of you that saw me Monday night, I work pretty good with this hand. My wife is clean of cancer. And if you've seen that little 2-year-old girl around here. Devil, you're a liar. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Devil, you're a liar. I will praise God anyhow. Amen. Don't let him take your praise. If you've got to lay on your back and praise. Praise him. Amen. If you don't know where you're going to live in praise, praise him. If you don't know if you're going to keep your job or not, praise him. Don't let the devil rob you of your praise. Is this all right? They were sold to Canaan. Canaan was a past enemy that possessed the promise. You see, the promise was Canaan land, and the children of Israel had to run the Canaanites out of Canaan for it to become the promised land. Listen, if you allow your praise to die, the victories that you had over your past will come back and take over you. I'm here to tell you, if you were an alcoholic and you got saved, you're no longer an alcoholic. But if you allow the devil to rob you of your praise and your worship and it dies in you, that thing will come back. Depression will come back. I said sin will come back. Bondage will come back. And so the Canaanites, Canaan also represented a place of sexual perversion. Throughout the Old Testament, Canaan represented sexual perversion. When praise is dead, the enemy of the past will take your promise. How many just do you think God has just done some great things for you? Amen. How many of you don't want to lose it? Then don't forget the one who gave it to you. Amen. How many's got some things you're looking for God to do for you? Amen. Then don't forget the one who did it before. He'll do it again. Amen. What you're going through is nothing to him. Deborah, the prophetess. Some of you might not have known that there was a Deborah, a prophetess. She was a judge. Deborah represents the word of God because she spoke the word of God. God is looking for someone to take back what the enemy stole.
Amen.
I said, God is looking for somebody to take back what the enemy stole. Amen. Listen to me. If you don't know where your children are and you know they're lost, keep praising God. What you do is you just praise God for their salvation.
Yes.
God, I thank you. You're saving them. I thank you, Lord. You're going to save them. You're going to bring them in. You're going to set. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? If you get discouraged and depressed over the situation, you're losing them. You need to keep praising them. We need the word of God in our life. We need to hear what God says. Have you ever come to a place where you got tired of hearing what everybody else said? And say, God, I just want to hear what you have to say. Is anybody, you know, there's a whole lot, especially in the world, there's a whole lot of negative talkers. But you don't know what's going on. You don't know how bad they want to get rid of you. You don't understand. Shut up. I want to know what God has to say about my sickness. You know what God says about my sickness? By his stripes I am healed. You know what God says about my financial situation? He shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. You know what God says about my family situation? He shall save you and your household. Amen. So what I need to do is hear what the word of God says. And then not, everybody look at me. Don't allow what you see in your mortal eyes, what you hear in your mortal ears, what you feel, what you smell. Don't allow that to affect what you know. That's just good stuff. Amen. Because what you cannot see is more real than what you can see. What you cannot see is a spiritual world where God is working on your behalf. You can't see it, but it's there, and it's more real than what you can see. So what we need to do is claim the word of God. Amen. Praise him for the word of God, not what we see or what we hear. But we praise God anyhow.
Amen.
Power of light. The name Barak in the Old Testament means lightning or a lightning flash. God knew who to get to go to battle. Deborah comes to Barak and says, you need to go. And he said, I'll go if you go. And you know what? And you know what she said? If I go, you're going to hear that a woman got this victory. He said, it doesn't matter as long as we get the victory. Turn around and tell your neighbor, it don't matter as long as we get the victory. Listen, if revival starts through a teenager here, it's all right as long as we're in revival.
Yes.
Amen. As long as God's moving, that's what matters. I'll never forget, Stephanie was a baby, and we were going to a church, and I was assistant pastor, was a youth pastor. Went to church one night, and it was one of those services. Have you ever been in a service where it just bound up? You want to praise God, but you don't feel it. It's like the enemy has poured all forces of hell out on that service. And I was looking at my wife and going, we need to pray. It feels like depression in here. And the pastor is trying to teach, and I'm trying to amen him, although I didn't feel like amening him. It's kind of like the depression and the battle was so big, you kind of like didn't know what he was saying. It was like somewhere in between. And right in the middle of it, you know, he just stopped. He said, church, we just need to stand. And a young girl gets out of her pew, and she's bent over like this. And she comes up, and she has a squat way down. She says, Pastor, my legs are hurting so bad that I can't even straighten up. My mom has taken me to the hospital because the doctors don't know what's wrong with me. And he went for, she goes, no, you're not supposed to pray for me. I'm supposed to walk around this church and praise God. I promise you, she was down here, and each step you could see the cringe in her face, and she would say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She went all the way around. The second time, she was about here. Praise the Lord. Third time, she was here. Fourth time, she was running.
Hallelujah.
I know she was running. I was chasing her. I'm here to tell you the Holy Spirit broke through that place. There were people that got saved. Miracles happened. Why? Because a little girl said, I'm in pain and it hurts bad. And they're telling me it looks bad. But I've just got to walk and give God some praise in the midst of my burdens. And revival broke out. I wish somebody would say, it don't matter how I feel. It don't matter what I'm going to. I've got to praise him anyhow. Lightning is one of the most powerful forms of light. Are you ready for this? Lightning travels 60,000 miles a second. That's getting it on. that's moving fast. That means by the time you see it, it done got you. Lightning reaches 30,000 degrees Celsius. That's hot. You know what God's looking for? Somebody that's hot. God is just not looking for a spark. He's looking for a light. He's looking for somebody who's on fire, somebody that is ready. Anybody know what I'm talking? Do we have anybody here tonight that knows that God said, I shall give you power? Anybody know that God has given us power? I'm talking about dynamite power, the power of the universe, the power that spoke the world into existence and hung the stars. He's saying, I give you power in the name of Jesus. We need to rise up in the power of God and take back what the devil stole. You see, if you're going through some problems, you need to get a spark in your life. You need to turn from darkness to being a light. Step in as a light in the situation. Step in and let the power of God in you affect what's going on in the circumstances in your life. Because I'm here to tell you, we're not weak. We are full of the power of God Almighty. We need to flex our spiritual muscles and rise to the occasion. Oh, I could go in how that lightning strikes is the fact that going over top is full of positive and there's negative down here and the positive jumps from here to the... I don't even hear me what I'm saying. You get the positive, get next to the negative, there's going to be some sparks that are... Hallelujah. That is, oh, everything is wrong. No, everything's good. Praise the Lord. Everything's bad. You're losing your job. That's all right. God shall supply all my needs. Oh, you got a bad report. He is my healer. It is time to put positive into the negative and get a lightning strike of the power of God in the situation. Barak called for some help in the battle. He called Zebulun, which means exalted. We are to exalt God Almighty. Amen. If he is exalted, he said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. If he is exalted, everything else has to bow down. Sin has to bow down. Sickness has to bow down. The devil has to. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Every situation, your financial difficulties has to bow down when he is exalted. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh, Lord. Oh, do you hear what you're saying? Do you hear? You are saying, I am placing you on the throne. I am exalting you. Listen, listen, listen what the prophet said. In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord lifted up, exalted. Hallelujah. Oh, when in the midst of your problems, just find him exalted. Because the enemy and the enemy's plan is to bring him off of the throne in your life. Amen. That you're no longer praising him. And then there was Nephtha, which means wrestling. Sometimes we got to wrestle through our feelings. Okay. Anybody ever been there? Yes. God, everybody else is feeling good. I don't feel good, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. Yes. I'm going to break through this anyhow. Amen. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? You had a bad day at work. You argued with your spouse. You kicked the dog. The car didn't run right. People tried to run you off the road. You get to church. You don't feel like praising God, but you wrestle your way through anyhow. Amen. You just begin to wrestle. Amen. You just begin to put depression. It's all right. Can I have some fun tonight? You just put depression in the headlock. Amen. Amen. Give your fear a pile driver and begin to praise and worship God anyhow. I'm going to wrestle through. I'm going to break through. Amen. And then there's Kadesh, which means holy place. We need to find his presence, his holy place, in the midst of our situation. That early that morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, when I just found out that my daughter had a miscarriage, still in hand therapy, my wife on chemotherapy, financially we had went through a whirlwind over her cancer. I walked out, it was raining. At least I could have had a little sunshine. It was raining, and here I am in the midst of the drizzle rain, in the midst of all that was going on, tears running on my face. But you know what happened? I transformed that parking lot in that hospital to a holy place. Amen. I transformed it into my personal place with God. You could do that right there in the doctor's office. You can just transform it. And right on your job, you can just transform it. Right in your car, you can just transform it right into a holy place. What causes it to be a holy place? God Almighty steps into the place. And when he comes into the place, it is holy. And you are standing on holy ground. Right there in that parking lot, I was standing on holy ground because I decided to praise God. God, I love you anyhow. God, I praise you. Listen to what I said. I said, God, I'll be like Job. Even though you slay me, yet will I serve you. For I know my Redeemer lives. Amen. I'm going to praise you anyhow. And then I said, devil, you're a liar. I'm still going to preach it. I'm still going to stand on it. I'm still going to spread the gospel. And I'm going to do more now. You see, we can make it, you can make your battlefield a holy ground. You can make your home holy ground. You can make right in the middle of your job when everybody's doing you wrong, holy ground. Because you bring God into it by praising him, by worshiping him in the midst of your situation. What would have happened if I walked out there, begin to whine and cry, and say, God, I'll never praise you again. I don't understand why you're letting me do this. I preached your gospel and I've stood for you. And now why am I going through all of this? I would never be here as the pastor of this church. I would have missed it. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Amen. I would have missed it, but I decided, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Was it easy? Absolutely not. The hardest thing in the world is to praise God through all those situations. Anybody have been there? It's hard. It's hard. God, I praise you. And you're not praising because you feel it. You're not praising because someone told you to do it. You're praising because you know who he is. Amen. People would have walked by me saying that they'd have thought I was crazy because I was just, God, I praise you. Lord, I magnify you. God, though you slay me, I'll still praise you. Lord, if I lose everything, I'll still praise you. I'll still glorify you. I'll still magnify you. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? I refuse to allow the devil to kill my praise, my worship. Because I knew this, my only way of victory is finding the holy place and exalting God, wrestling through my emotions. Is this all right?
and praising God anyhow and worshiping him anyhow. The Bible says that God discomforted the enemy with a sword. Hebrews 4:12 said that his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Ephesians 6:17 says that the sword of the Spirit is the word of God.
Right.
Hallelujah. How do we discomfort the enemy?
Amen.
The word of God.
Amen.
Sierra, who was the enemy, and his name meant in battle array, fled to hide. I like that. King James said he lit off his candle. Camel. I don't know what that means, but he was slid off. He was gone. He was out of there. We can put the devil to flight. The Bible says resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come here, Brother Donnie. Brother Donnie wants me to go that way. Grab my arm, bro. Pull me that way. What am I doing? I am resisting Donnie. Resisting what? I'm resisting to do what he wants me to do. How do I do that? I go the opposite way. When the devil tells me to give up, I go on. When he tells me to shut up, I get louder. When he tells me not to praise, I praise more. When he tells me not to sing, I sing louder. Amen. I'm going to resist. And what does the Bible say? He flee. That word flee in the Greek means to run in terror. Amen. He'll flee. Sierra, although he was arrayed for battle, fled. He ran in terror. Are you ready? And Sierra fell by the edge of the sword, and not one man left.
Amen.
I like that, because if you left any behind, that would have been someone else to rise up again. Kill it. Kill it. If it's dead, it can't rise up again. Kill it. I'm going to say that again. Kill it. Because if you don't kill it, it's coming back. If you got ants in your house, go to the nest and kill it.
Amen.
Or they're going to keep coming. You can kill the one or two that's there now, but if you don't get rid of it, more's coming.
Amen.
Kill it. If there's a bee's nest outside and you keep getting stung, kill it. Amen. If you don't, they'll keep stinging you. Well, I killed two or three, but there's 1,000 in that nest. You better get all of it. Kill it all. What am I teaching? I'm teaching this, church. Listen to me. The devil wants to take you back where he had you. He wants to take your promises away from you. He wants to take all your victories. And he knows the only way he can do that is get you to die in your praise.
Amen.
Die in your worship. There are times, and listen to me, I don't have to have the gift of the Spirit sometimes to see where you are.
All right.
Sometimes I look out there, I see your face and go, boy, they're in trouble. You know, don't tell me you got the victory and we're praising God and you're like this. I want to go, come here. God didn't tell me your face did. You got a problem.
Amen.
Amen. And listen to me. The devil only knows where we are by how we let him know. The devil only knows that we don't have the victory when we say, I don't have the victory. Oh, we put it on our face. And he's going, yeah. But if we're praising God, he don't know.
That's right.
Because, everybody listen to me, the devil is not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere at all time. So you're really not dealing with the devil. You're dealing with some little demon who's running back giving a report on where you, anybody hear me what I'm saying? On where you are. So he's been following you around and he's been writing it down. Okay, I got her. She's looking depressed. And then you come to church and he's waiting outside to see how you come out. Oh yeah, we got her. But when you come out going, praise God, hallelujah. Man, oh man, something happened. We gave our best shot. Something happened. You know what happened? You found the holy place and you begin to exalt God and you begin to praise him in the midst of it. And God sparks like a lightning in your life and you come back to the battle with victory. Amen. Does he give up? Well, no. He's going to try harder. But I would just love to be a fly on the wall in hell. I'd have loved to have been a fly on the wall in hell that morning. When I was preaching in Rochester, I left Rochester to spend the night with my daughter. It was God orchestrated. About 4 o'clock in the morning, we rushed to the hospital. Would have loved to have been there when the demon come walking in. All right, what about Rick Mullins? His wife's got cancer. He almost cut his arm off. They're hurting financially. Their daughter just lost a baby. What did he say? Do you really want to know, devil? You look like you're having a good day. I really don't want to get you down here. What did he say? He said, God, though you slay me, yet I'm going to serve you. And then he just began to praise God and lift up God. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? Can you just see the devil going, urgh? And I like when the devil goes, urgh. I like it when he's depressed and disappointed that he didn't get my praise. Amen. So therefore, I'm going to dance. I'm going to praise. I'm going to shout. I'm going to jump because I want the devil to get depressed. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to praise God anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, listen to me. If I stop praising, I lose.
Right. Amen.
Man. But if I keep praising, God's going to get victory in this.
Amen.
Somebody's going to see it. I'm going to have a great testimony.
Amen.
See, that's what the devil don't realize. A few years later, man, what a testimony I have. Hallelujah. God is able to heal from cancer.
Amen.
God is able to do miracles. Anybody hear me what I'm saying? See, understand this. What you're going through is only going to be a testimony. Anybody got a testimony that last year was a battle? Maybe I didn't say that good enough. Anybody have a testimony that last year was a battle?
Amen.
I mean, you were in a battle hot and heavy. But now it's just a testimony about how good God is. Amen. It's just a testimony of what God is doing. How many, it might have been on your job. It might have been in your home. It might have been in your family. It might have been in your finances. But my yesterday battle has become my testimony and my praise today because I refuse to allow the devil to rob me and let the praise die in my life. Oh, hallelujah. So the conclusion of that is the battle you are in today is your testimony tomorrow. Hallelujah. So to make your battle a testimony, you've got to what? Come on, you got to say it better than that. To make your battle today a testimony tomorrow, you've got to praise him. You've got to worship him. You got to give him thanks. Amen. Break through
Amen.
With praise.
Amen.
How bad is it when a fighter is in a ring and someone hits him with his best shot and he turns around and says, "Is that all you got?" Can you just imagine you hit someone with everything you got and they go, "Is that all you got?" Yeah. Uh-oh. We're in trouble. I ain't got nothing else. How bad is it when the devil throws everything at you? One preacher said, when he throws the kitchen sink, do the dishes. When he throws everything he's got, and you're going, "Is that all you got?" Watch this. Praise God. Oh, God, I praise you because of who you are. Lord, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. I know my Redeemer lives. Though he slays me, yet I'll praise him. Amen. Though he slays me, when it's all going wrong, I'm still gonna praise him. I'm still gonna give him glory. Hallelujah. I want everybody to stand with me. Everybody stand tonight. Get ready to go to war. I said, get ready to go to war. Hallelujah. The devil's been battling you. The devil's been trying to take your praise. But we're going to resist the devil. What he tried to kill, we're going to rise up in. What he tried to take, we're going to use. We're going to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, we got Sister Rita breaking out and everything. Come on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Amen.
I said, are you ready?
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're ready and you sit with your arms folded and you sit there and let the devil rob you. Are you ready to do some praise, to do some warfare tonight?
The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Praising his name, I just can't stop. Praising his name.